Well, good morning. Byron York, chief political correspondent for the Washington Examiner, with us now. Byron, always nice to talk to you, sir. Welcome.
Good morning, folks.
I want to jump into a bunch of things. One is that there's a bunch of senators, to include Jeff Flake, who's basically on the opposition of Trump, and Mark Warner, Tim Kaine, everybody, who want to basically either pass legislation or some sort of resolution stopping the president from firing Bob Mueller. Now, at this moment, is there any indication to you that the president actually intends to fire Mueller?
Well, it's really difficult to say. We can say that we have had these periodic frenzies about the possibility that Trump would fire Mueller. We had one a few months ago. We've just been having one, and Mueller is still there. Trump gets a lot of advice to the effect that it would be disastrous to fire Mueller. I think that's correct. I think it would be disastrous to fire Mueller for the very reason that you're talking about, that these senators who may kind of be out there by themselves right now, they'd have a lot more support if Trump actually did it. But, you know, you hear some senators who kind of want to go back to the old independent counsel law,
yes,
which we had during the Clinton years and led to a very, very long investigation of Bill Clinton. But so far, you know, Trump has always ended these frenzies by saying, no, I have no intention of firing Mueller.
But this latest round of concern trolling on this question was started by the fact that one of Trump's lawyers suggested that he'd like to see the Mueller investigation rapidly brought to an end. And he said that Rod Rosenstein should see to that happening. That's different than firing Bob Mueller. That's pushing the investigation to finally come to its close, no?
Absolutely. And who in the Trump camp would not like to see this investigation rapidly brought to an end? I mean, there's a school of thought that Trump is actually doing okay in this investigation in this sense. The heart of it is this search for collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia during the 2016 election. And we've had a number of people who have been investigated and charged by Mueller, specifically Michael Flynn, Paul Manafort, Richard Gates, all of whom were high-ranking Trump campaign officials, all of whom would be expected to be involved in a collusion scheme had one existed. And yet they have been charged with crimes, none of which involved any collusion, coordination, conspiracy with Russia. So that has to be encouraging for the Trump side. And there's always a possibility that Mueller could come out with something else that did allege some sort of collusion. But if Mueller does get through this investigation and has never charged anyone with a crime involving this scheme, this alleged scheme with Russia, then you'd have to think that would be a positive development for Trump.
But aren't they moving now towards obstruction? I think collusion, you're hearing less and less about that. You're hearing more and more about obstruction.
I'm so glad you asked that, because if there is no collusion, no sort of Mueller-certified collusion, then it becomes much harder to press the case for obstruction of justice. Remember, any trial that Donald Trump would have as president would not be a criminal trial. It would be a political trial. It would be impeachment. And it is going to be much harder to press the case for obstruction if you don't have a case for collusion underlying it. Now, you can hear the lawyers and the legal analysts will say, of course you can have a charge of obstruction of justice without an underlying crime. But politically, that's going to be a very hard case to press, because the president will say, wait a minute, they're going to charge me with obstructing an investigation into something that didn't happen. And you've already heard Trump say, you know, they attack, and when you fight back, they call it obstruction. These are political arguments that probably would play well among enough senators to keep Trump in office.
Well, speaking of fighting back, the president this week hiring Joe DiGenova to join his legal team. What do you make of that news?
What did Lindsey Graham say? He said, I think it's about to get a lot more lively. I think it is about to get more lively.
You can believe that, yeah.
You know, part of this fight is a communications fight. And in addition to Joe DiGenova's legal advice, and he's been a lawyer with federal cases for many years. In fact, as a matter of fact, was an independent counsel at one point during the 1990s under that old law. In addition to that, he has been a very skilled legal communicator on TV, something the president likes a lot. So I think that makes sense to add someone with those talents to the team.
I want to talk about James Comey's book, which is coming out April 17th, already looking at optioning this for a movie or a television show. I'm so questioned this because he bills it as a memoir. Doesn't this open him up to all sorts of possible charges and things like that if what's in this book is not exactly what he said in public or in front of Congress?
You raise an interesting point. I mean, remember, Comey has written these famous memos, the seven memos that he wrote, which, by the way, the Justice Department is treating as if they are the super-duper state secrets. Very, very few members of Congress have been able to read them. They've had to read them in a room with an FBI minder, and they were not able to make copies or take notes from them. So they've been treated with more secrecy than some of the very classified documents in the whole Trump-Russia investigation. So is Comey going to use those memos to write his book? Is he going to talk about those things? Has a big media rollout plan, primetime interview with George Stephanopoulos. He's going to go on The View. He's going to go on Stephen Colbert. Then the next day he'll do CNN and Rachel Maddow.
Wow.
So what a
risk taker.
He's got his big plan. He is going to do Fox a week after that rollout. And so the question is, will he reveal parts of this investigation that he would not reveal to Congress at the time? And also, one more thing. Remember, we've been talking about this Inspector General's report into Comey's handling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation, which was controversial to say the least. That should come out sometime while Comey is pushing his book. I'm hearing around the 1st of May now.
Yeah, I mean, this is reckless behavior for a man who's still being investigated. And also, by the way, he just tweeted a couple days ago, "Mr. President, the American people will hear my story very soon, and they can judge for themselves who is honorable and who is not." In your estimation, Byron York, is it an honorable thing to withhold information that would be of value to the public until they pay you for it?
Not in most people's definition of honor. And by the way, you have to remember the memos I was referring to before. Comey actually sent several of them to a law professor friend.
That's right.
For the purpose of being leaked to the New York Times, which is the kind of thing he said he did not do.
Yeah, I remember him saying something about that. Also, the Andrew McCabe stuff here too. Byron York, thank you. Unfortunately, out of time, but really appreciate you stopping by. Mornings on the Mall, as always, sir.
Thank you, folks.
8:15 now.